Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Clayburgh, Mr. President?
Yes?
Ready, sir?
Hello? Hello?
London?
Yes, Bob, how are you?
I'm fine.
Glad to hear you. Where are you?
Well, I'm in the Corpus Christi with... And Bob, would you like to be in?
Oh, good. Wonderful.
I'm just over here to really relax you a little bit.
Good. Well, I thought maybe you was in town. I was going to ask you to come on.
No, I went to what? But I'm over relaxed, but I'm with my friend, the Cattle Ridge Association.
Oh, good.
And
good.
They don't know what I'm talking to you about.
Good, good.
But only one thing. I think everything's going all right in South America and Argentina. And I agree with everything you're doing up to the point. I mean, internationally, I agree with it 100%. But I just have a suggestion. I thought if I didn't make it to you now, I'd probably never make it.
Good, Bob. Glad to have it.
All right. I think this fellow we got down there at the head of the A&M College, Earl Ruder.
Yeah?
Is a fellow could help you in the Argentine.
Yeah?
And I said, he was here last night. And I had a little talk to him, not about this.
Mm-hmm.
For Christ's sake, no. But I think he'd be very useful to you.
Yes?
I think you ought to be the ambassador and tell the fellow you sent back.
Yeah?
But you don't have to do it that way. But I'd turn the fellow down there, and you can, you get him to go do it.
All right.
And I would do it.
All right, I'll look into it.
All right, and that's the only thing I want to say to you.
That's good, Bob. Glad to hear from you.
I'm giving it from the Claude McCann here. Need no Claude.
Oh, I know him well and favorably.
Well, I don't know him favorably.
Well, you tell him I know him well and favorably.
I'm going to put him on the phone there.
All right, Bob.
But look, I really mean that.
I sure glad to hear from you.
I've never made a recommendation to you about anything before, and I believe in this.
I know that, Bob, and I'll sure look at it.
I'll talk tomorrow. I'm going to take the time.
I'm glad to
hear. I'll come to see you.
Could do the first time you're up here, Bob. Come by.
And you come to see me when you come.
I'd love to, Bob. How's B and how you... Little Dick doing all right? What's your Johnson boy's name?
Belt.
What?
B.
B, that's what I thought. Belt. Yeah, B.
He's a nice boy. He don't know enough yet, but he will.
Tell him hello for me.
He didn't know any more than you do when he wakes up
the next. Well, that wasn't very much.
Yes, it was.
And it's still not very much, Bob.
Oh, hell with you. I really believe what I'm telling you.
Well, I know that, and let me say hello to old Claude.
I let Claude tell you about this man. He knows something about him. I never mentioned him.
Oh, he used to be my manager. This boy, I've known him always. I've tried to get him to take a half a dozen jobs with me. You're talking about old Earl Ruder. He's from Brady.
But this particular, this thing of saving all of South America, that's my bet.
Yeah, I know that, and I'm very fond of Earl Ruder. He was my first manager back in 1948.
I don't know how you do this thing.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm not making anything except I want you to know what I think.
Say, I talked to the Australia Holt. He thinks you're doing a mighty good job in Australia.
Well, we go out there. So after you get out of this damn job, I'll take you out there. We'll have a good time.
Well, we may go out beforehand.
All right.
Okay.
You let me know. I'll put Claude on you.
All right.
Hello, Chief.
Hello, Claude. I'm sure glad to hear you. How you getting along?
How you doing? You're looking good on the television.
Oh, I feel like hell. I work all the time. I just had a little walk with my wife, and I'm back here signing bells. I'm sure glad to hear you, Claude.
Yeah.
I'm a great friend of Earl Ruder's. He's a neighbor of mine from up there at Brady.
Uh-huh. Well, and Bob just mentioned the thing a minute ago, and of course, he's quite a, you know, he got down there and handled all these PhDs and one thing and another. He had trouble at first, but he finally got, you know.
Oh, he's done a good job, and he's a wonderful man. I've known him for 25 years.
But, Chief, you're feeling all right?
I feel perfect, and I'm sure glad to hear you. Okay.
All
good
right.
To hear you, Claude.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
Okay, goodbye.